This song is going to bring back a flood of memories for many. Mike Post always wrote the themes for Stephen Bochco's mega hits like Hill Street Blues or L.A. Law. Greg Hoblit always directed Bochco's shows, giving them their grit or their sophisticated sheen. The people who worked on his shows, which included Doogie Howser, M.D., and NYPD Blue, became family. As you've probably heard, writer-producer Stephen Bochco died Sunday after a four-year-long battle with leukemia. Today we wanted to bring in two of the actors in his orbit, Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, who are married, played the married couple Ann Kelsey and Stuart Markowitz on L.A. Law. In this scene from 1986, Ann and Stuart are at a stuffy dinner party, Ann describing how unhappy she is.
Are you happy, Stuart?
I'm not unhappy.
That's not good enough.
Look at me. I am what I am. I'm short. No, believe me, I'm short. You can't tell from where you stand, but I'm short. And I don't do Nautilus or anything. I'm not sexy. And I bruise easily.
Wait a minute, I thought this show was supposed to be about the law. Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker happen to be in Italy, so we are speaking to them on a cell phone. Jill, start with you. I'm just so sorry.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is really a big one for so many people.
Tell us why. Why did Steve Bochco loom so large?
My husband, he went to school with him, and Stephen wrote the parts for us in L.A. Law, which never happens, but a couple gets parts written for them. His kind of television and his approach to that thing you were talking about, you know, you don't usually know the lives of the people that you're watching on the cop show or the law show. You don't really know what they do, as Stephen said, the other 23 hours of the day. And he was very intent on letting the audience in on who those people were. And now a lot of people are doing that. But before that, nobody was.
No. And he once told me he was the son of a classical violinist. He didn't hang out with cops to learn how cops talk. He didn't roam a law firm to pick up on the patter. It was just his sense of the humanity.
Yeah, and another thing that people always commented on was that the workplace was really what it was about. It wasn't just about the case or the perp that they were chasing. It was all the different levels, from the guy that delivers the mail, you know, to the head of the firm. It was everybody was very much a part of the ensemble.
I'd love it if you could pass the phone to that shorter
passing
guy.
Passing the phone to my husband. Here he is.
Husband here.
Michael. Listen, I am so sorry. You've known Steve for so long. But talk about what he was like as a producer, you know, fighting Hollywood to do things his way.
Yeah. He really enjoyed going against the system, I think is the best way to put it. And he angered a lot of people. But there was never a network person on the set of L.A. Law. The entire 8 years, he forbade it. He said, you do your job and you let me do my job. And I think it's one of the reasons his shows were so good.
He had misses, although I still will say that ABC's Cop Rock, which was a police drama combined with Broadway-style singing, was ahead of its time and marvelous. But he was, of course, known for the shows and the careers that he launched. The names, Neil Patrick Harris, Blair Underwood, Bryan Cranston, Harry Hamlin, Corbin Burnson, Jimmy Smits. Let's just listen to a clip of Jimmy Smits playing Victor Cifuentes in one of his courtroom monologues.
That man raped that woman. Now, he put her at risk for a life-threatening disease. He puts her partners at risk. He should be tested for AIDS the way you test a dog for rabies.
Victor, Your Honor.
He should be tied down, and blood should be drawn from him.
Mr. Cifuentes.
That's a great scene.
Yeah. Just your thoughts on, I mean, I know you and Jill are heading back to Los Angeles. A very sad moment, but what a gathering of the people that Steve Bochco launched.
I think it's going to be quite a gathering. It's going to be an enormous outpouring. We'll all gather and we'll tell stories, I would imagine. That's what we did when Stephen was alive, and I imagine that's what we'll do now.
Yeah. And just again, as an actor who, you know, got to speak his words.
Well, he made me really smart. That doesn't bad. His words were fantastic. And he did an interesting thing. He wrote the roles for us. The part that he wrote for Jill was this very dynamic, aggressive woman. And Jill is not by nature an aggressive woman. he wrote the part for me of a very shy, retiring, sort of bumbling guy, and that's not pretty much my personality. But that was a very smart thing to do, let actors act. And I think it's one of the reasons his shows were so good.
Michael Tucker, Jill Eikenberry, again, so sorry for your loss. Anne Kelsey and Stuart Markowitz on L.A. Law. I think a lot of people are going to be downloading L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, Doogie Howser, M.D.
That'll be a great thing.
Thank you, and again, sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Robin.
And we're going to leave you with Stephen Bochco's best-known writing, The Caution at the End of Every Roll Call in Hill Street Blues.
Hey, let's be careful out here.
Let's be careful out there. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.